Parables are so hard to understand. Why did Jesus use them? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Parables are basically like stories that have different meanings. On the surface, they may sound like they're about one thing, but really, they're about something completely different. And Jesus used them all the time to help people understand. And that's what we're talking about in today's Devo. It's called Why Parables by A.W. Smith. Have you ever wondered why Jesus often spoke in parables? Parables are short metaphorical stories that point to a deeper truth. They illustrate what Jesus was teaching, and they can also make biblical truths easier for us to understand. It's kind of like the difference between eating a lime and eating a slice of key lime pie. On its own, a lime is very sour. It's too much for most of our taste buds to handle. But key lime pie is different. We can still taste the lime, but it's much sweeter. It's suited for our taste buds, so it's not too intense, and we can enjoy the flavor of the limes that were used to make it. A parable is kind of like a slice of key lime pie. It helps our human minds understand the truth of God's word. It's suited to the way God created our brains to learn. We respond to stories. Jesus could have told us God's truth in a more straightforward manner, and sometimes he did, but he knew that we often listen and learn better from parables. Isn't it so wonderful that God chose to communicate with us in a way that we could understand? It shows how much he knows us and how much he wants us to know him. Even though we will never have all his teachings completely figured out, at least this side of eternity, he made sure we could understand his heart. His desire is for us to know how deeply he loves us, and then to love him and to love each other. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Jesus tells three parables in Luke 15, and they all show different facets of the same truth about God's heart toward us. His love for us is so great that he seeks us out, and he always wants us to come to him, even after we've really messed up. That's why Jesus died on the cross for us and rose from the grave, to rescue us from sin and bring us near to God. If you want to learn more about this, you can check out the Know Jesus tab at unlocked.org. Which of the three parables resonates with you most today? And why? Parables often invite us to examine the same truth from multiple angles. Consider reading Luke 15 verses 11 through 31 three times. Once from the perspective of the younger son, once from the perspective of the older son, and once from the perspective of the father. What differences and similarities do you notice? Some parables are harder to understand than others, and Jesus even said that some people wouldn't understand his parables. What questions do you have about parables? Who are trusted Christians you could ask? If you're interested in digging deeper, I encourage you to read Matthew chapter 13. As you and I can read in Mark 4:33, with many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible all of Luke 15 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you have Instagram? Well, I encourage you to follow us at Unlocked Devo. We post verses and funny things and memes, and it's just a good time. So I encourage you to head over to Instagram and give us a follow. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called From Rags to Riches with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.